We were talking about things that children might play on. Can you think of anything else that they might use? They might take a limber board and have it suspended on each end. They might get in the middle of it and jump up and down.
Jump up and down. Yes, I believe I've known them of doing that, but I wouldn't know hardly what the game would be. I mean, what they would call it.
How about when they would go out and find a sturdy tree with a sturdy limb and take a rope?
Oh, yeah, that was something that was very common, to make them swing in a tree, make it out of use a chain or a rope. And I have known them as finding where these wild grapevines were in a tree and cut the end off and swing on that.
Did you ever see them make a swing out of an automobile tire?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be more comfortable or convenient because it'd tie the tire on there, they could set up in it and swing and have something to hold to.
Getting back to fireplaces and fuel for a fire, what would you store? What would you carry your coal into the house?
We always just refer to it simply as a coal bucket. Now, of course, I guess the proper name would be a coal hod, but we always refer to it as the coal bucket.
Mm-hmm. How about the thing that carried the smoke out of the house to the outside, that black round thing?
Pack.
Did you ever, it's a little one-wheeled contraption with two handles that stick out.
Yes, I believe I know what you're talking about. There's a wheelbarrow that you'd use about the place to haul things on.
Mm-hmm. How would you keep your farm implements, your tools, like your scythes, your axes? How would you keep them sharp?
Well, of course, you might would file them down some, and then we had what was commonly known as the grindstone. Now, of course, in the modern time, we have emery wheels and things that run electricity, but none of that back then, because it didn't have electricity, so we had what was a grindstone. That was fastened on a stand or a rack, and had a crank in it, in which you turn. One would hold the axe or the thing to be sharpened on it, and the other one would turn, and of course you turn it, you'd have to pour water on it or have a can of it with a hole in it and let it drip on it as you would turn it.
Mm-hmm. How do you get back and forth to town?
Well, of course, most of people go now by automobile, by their own car. Of course, there is bus service, but and used to be train service, but the most common thing, everybody has their own automobile, and you go by that way.
When there's certain maintenance that has to be performed on a car, an automobile, about every 3,000 or 4,000 miles.
Yeah, and it seems like that comes around pretty often. We have the oil changed in it, and we have it greased, and occasionally we have to have spark plugs put in, or maybe points, or maybe a fan belt put on.
When you have your car up on the rack and you look up underneath it, you might say it's real...
Well, greasy or oily.
Mm-hmm. Before they had electricity through here, you might have to get your light to read by from one.
Well, we had referred to them as oil lamps.
Different types of oil?
I think there was probably a one kind that we would refer to it. It was actually kerosene, but we would refer to it as lamp oil. That was a common name, that lamp oil. We had cans that you carried in the store, and so you get the oil can or the lamp oil can.
Sometimes you would lose the cap off of that oil can. The spout, what would you...
Yes, I've been all along that road and stick a potato over it to keep it. Maybe if you had lost it or didn't have it, the merchant would take a potato and stick it down over the spout to keep it from sloshing out.